Tensions ran high this Sunday as hundreds of protesters gathered in front of LAPD headquarters in memory of Ezell Ford.
All of them, I want them in jail today.
That's right. That's right.
Ford was shot and killed by a Los Angeles police officer on August the 11th, a mere 2 days after the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, Missouri.
What do we want? Justice! When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
The rally had sort of a cliche momentum, temporary cohesion of various forces, repetitive chants, passionate speeches, and of course, a march.
You mean to tell me LAPD? You mean to tell me Ferguson PD? You mean to tell me NYPD that there's this rash of unarmed black men in America suicidally reaching for your gun?
Come on!
Are you kidding me? Does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe that?
No.
Say hell no!
Their training manual says the most dangerous assailant is a white male, 18 to 35 years old.
But there was another element present. Many in the crowd seemed to show disdain for the manner in which these situations have been handled.
Things like this have been going on for like 40, 50 years. It's been the same old walk, been the same old talk. People just going down the street, you know what I mean, protesting, screaming, marching, hollering, looking like a minstrel show to me. We need a real revolution. We need to go up in there. We need to let them know how it is.
I've been going through this issue in these situations with the police from the 60s. The same old drama going on over and over and over again. Every time we try to come together on this issue, we have saboteurs amongst us. We have those trying to divert the issue to all other kind of issues. We have police out here now smiling, wanting to do public relations, offering water and doing all of this. But nobody wants to address the issue of change.
We don't want their water. We want them to stop killing our kids.
Is this growing revolutionary faction really a surprise? When one looks at the recent treatment of the deaths of blacks by the hands of whites, it is equated easily to the Jim Crow era when whites could not be charged for the murder of blacks.
They're all saying the same thing. He's reaching for my gun.
Me personally, I feel that the police nationwide, they done declared war already. They declared war, so if you're out here with a sign saying, hands up, don't shoot, what is that going to do for you? It's not going to do anything.
They come out here and do this. They're not scared of this. I came out here for war, to be 100 with you. I didn't come out here to march for protest. I came out here to unite with the people that's ready for war.
This is not about no rogue individual cop doing some trip. This is about institutionalization.
Rochelle Hall can relate to this situation personally. Her son, Richie Tyson, was shot and killed by Englewood PD in 2007.
He was on his way to the recording studio. This officer used to harass my son all the time. And my son didn't feel like going to jail for no reason. So he started running from this policeman. He ran into a backyard where he had no way of escape. My son surrendered. He got down on his knees and put his hands up. And this officer walked up to my son and shot him 4 times from behind. Twice to the back of the head, twice to the back, once up underneath his heart, and once in his arm, all while he was down on the ground. The autopsy report read, bullets fired at close range, downward position, back to front, 4 times. That's not murder, that's an execution. And this officer got away with it? Well, I want justice. That's why I'm out here today.
We want charges. We want charges.
Today we want all of them.
What do we want?
Charges.
What do we want?
Charges.
What do we want?
Charges.
What do we want?
Stand up and stand
to the right. Right. That's the only way. Come on. Come to the table and get ready to eat when you're hungry. You got to prepare the table. You can't be reactionized continually over this length of history.
We didn't really get nothing accomplished today. We just came out here basically and wasted a lot of time.
Though deemed productive, the rally for the death of yet another unarmed black male seemed to be a waste of energy, according to the people closest to these tragedies. How long will we choose to ignore the racial element in a so-called post-racist society? I'm Dante Davis, reporting for The Bobby Buck Show.